Hey guys, Tracy here.
And Erin, welcome to Dark Interest.
We're going to dive into this episode with a little bit of correcting from last time.
We said the Complete Suicide Manual was published in a totally wrong date. It was actually published in 1993.
Yes. So, all of those who are listening to last week's episode, the Complete Suicide Manual was actually published in 1993 when we were kind of, I don't know, dancing and parading around that date. Whatever. It was published in 1993. Not now, not then, not later.
Not when we said it was.
Not when we said it was at the last time. 93. Okay. Okay, you said that. What is the difference between a hippo and a Zippo?
Like a lighter?
Yeah, like a lighter. A Zippo lighter.
I don't know what.
One is a bit heavy and the other is a little lighter. A little lighter.
I get it. But I... Good. Are they little lighters though?
Yeah, they're like that big.
Oh, like the pocket ones.
You know, the ones that flip open and you...
Yeah,
and, the real cool and they can, ones, like, though. Stay lit and you just... That's the ones that people use in criminal movies to toss and set trunks on fire and shit like
that's
that.
That's real cool.
Yeah. So, like...
You that's know, a good one.
Thank you. I died when I
and
found
I kinda
that
And I kind
of
like hippos. They're pretty cool.
Except they're deadly. Really deadly. Yeah. Give me some. That was... There we go.
That was okay, yeah.
That was a good. Look, can you?
I like that one.
Can you tell how proud I am of this one?
Mm-hmm.
Like, I'm sorry for you to think that it's lame.
That was.
But
fun.
It
that
gave me life. One. Okay, it gave me pure life. So today I'm gonna tell you about mass hysteria. Hysteria sounds mysterious. It's not really, but yeah, I thought it was.
That's a big question mark for me because I don't know anything.
Which makes me happy because I get to tell you all about it. And if I'm wrong, you won't know.
You are right.
Well, the definition of mass hysteria is a condition affecting a group of persons characterized by excitement or anxiety, irrational behavior or beliefs, or inexplicable symptoms of illness. And it's also known as, or some other words that kind of explain this phenomenon, are conversion disorder, one of the most common mass psychogenic illness, and collective or group hysteria.
So would this be an example? Doomsday, like people doomsday. You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah.
Like they prepare for the end of the
world. I don't know.
I'm
not
something.
An expert, but I could, I mean.
Would that be an example? No? There are groups
I'm
of people
to see
that do
if
that.
It could, yeah, I'm trying to see if it could like fall into the category by like their erratic actions.
Yes.
You know what I mean?
Yes. Because they like have drills.
Yeah. So yeah, but, well, I guess not, because it would, I mean, are there groups? If so, I don't know about it, because it's, like, a group thing. So, are there, like, huddles of
I watched this
people?
One documentary, of course. I can't tell you what the name was or anything else about it, so never mind.
Doomsday but, Preppers.
Or, yeah, but.
There's a lot of documentaries.
Lori, the one from Hawaii or whatever, just went to jail.
That went to jail because of her kid in college?
Yeah.
McLaughlin.
No,
that's
her.
The one that sings the song about the sad animals.
That's from Full House. That's Lori, that's Aunt Becky from Full House.
Oh.
Not her. I'm talking
Look,
about
there's
Lori,
so
Val,
many.
Val.
I don't know.
The one that killed her kids.
Holy fuck.
Chad.
Okay. Oh. Bells are ringing.
Oh, I'm Googling. It starts with a V. I don't know how to say it.
Okay.
Vallow. Vallow. Lori Vallow.
Okay. And she killed her kids?
Yeah, it was all over the news. It was on Dr. Phil and shit.
It's ringing bells, but I this can't tell recent, you exactly.
Like, 2019.
Recent. That's probably why.
No, we've talked about this.
Well, you know my memory's kind of okay. messed up.
Well, she was also had some type of doomsday type vibes going yeah. on. Something about
oh!
that.
Oh! Yes! There you go. Okay. Yes.
Yes.
Okay.
Her.
I know exactly what you're talking okay. about. See, it just I just don't remember anything in Texas.
She one definitely thing has it. Some things going on up here.
Yeah.
So that I feel like that is an example of this. But I'm sorry.
Yeah.
I'll
well,
let
I
you
mean,
continue.
No, you're totally you're good. No, I love it all. So, like, some other examples would be, we were just watching Michael Jackson.
Yes.
You know, people like fucking pass out at his concerts. Beatlemania, when they pass out
like
over the Beatles for like fan, yeah,
yeah,
that's
but
an
like,
example
for real passing out,
like for real passing out.
Yeah.
The release of The Exorcist in theaters, which is one I'll talk to you about. The Salem Witch Trials, I'll also talk to you about that one, mm-hmm. and yeah, that's just. That's mass hysteria. Basically, a group of people doing some crazy shit. So, one of the most infamous cases of mass hysteria is, as I mentioned, the Salem Witch Trials. They took place from 1692 to 1693.
Oh, only that long?
Only that long. Thank God.
Oh.
You know, but I mean, that was just the Salem Witch Trials.
Oh, okay.
And that's just this one example I'm giving you. Because there were also, you know, the witch trials of the rest of the world.
Okay.
Which were, in my opinion, so much more horrible than the Salem Witch Trials. Because there were so many more people put to death.
Yeah. I don't know anything about any witch trials, so I'm ready.
Well, if you would like to know about the witch trials... listeners too if y'all want to know
well,
then
I think we should if I can put in my input that
yeah
would
we
be
could
so
do,
cool.
yeah I mean I'm gonna tell you about the witch trials just a little bit of razzle dazzle about him
yeah.
not too much because we have other mass hysteria to talk about but I mean we could probably do a little episode on it on witch trials
anything.
In general
so tell me about Salem witch trials
okay so in the beginning 9-year-old Elizabeth or Betty Paris and 11-year-old Abigail Williams, who were cousins, Samuel Paris was the minister of Salem and Betty's father while he was Abigail's uncle. So they started having like these outrageous fits and outbursts, which included like violent contortions and uncontrollable screaming.
That's scary.
Yeah, like, why? Like, what's wrong with you guys? You know, that would be my question or whatever.
Me too.
So they were taken to a local doctor, William Griggs, and he diagnosed them with bewitchment. Okay. Apparently that's a thing that you can be diagnosed with. I don't know. And soon after, other young girls in the village, they basically started to experience the same or similar symptoms, throwing crazy fits and contorting their bodies and just like,
it's the
fuck.
Yeah.
Yeah. They were just asked, you know, what happened to them. Basically, like you said,
mm-hmm.
they were believed to have had a spell put on them. So they were like, who the fuck did this to y'all? The elders of the town.
Yeah.
Their parents and, you know, one of their dad was the minister and the other was the uncle. So they were pressed to find out who did this to the girls. Like, what happened? Because it just had to be bewitchment. And for whatever reason, the girls pointed to the Paris's slave or house girl, slave.
Yeah.
Back, yeah, slave from the Caribbean named Tituba. They blamed her for whatever the fuck they had going on. Not her alone. They also blamed this homeless woman. This homeless woman named Sarah Good. And an elderly lady named Sarah Osborne.
So they were just blaming everybody.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know. Like, they... Well, so I mean, it seems that the perfect person to blame or call for witchcraft would be the marginal people living outside of society. Yeah. You know, the ones that are poor or the ones that are foreign.
Or the ones that, like, are mysterious.
Are mysterious, yeah. So they all three kind of fit that bill.
Yeah.
Well, when they were confronted, Tituba and the Sarahs, both of the Sarahs were like, you know, nah, y'all got shit twisted. Like, we're not no fucking witches. And Tituba was like, yup, I'm a witch. Don't know why she confessed. I mean, she probably confessed to save her own ass. But the Sarahs were like, no, bruh. And Tituba was like, yep, I'm a witch, and let me tell you about everything, bewitchment, and some other witches, too.
Do you think maybe she really was? Or she just said it?
I think that she could possibly have been what we consider today as witches, those that practice rituals and, you know, spells, like...
Just have a different...
You know, just a different way of life.
Spiritual.
You know what I mean? Yeah. Spiritual. Yeah. Okay. So I think she could have been something like that. I mean, she was from the Caribbean.
Yeah.
So I don't think she was necessarily.
Well, either way, she said she was, so.
Yeah. So she also delivered the most, like, beefed up witch tale you could think of. She confessed, and then she was going on. So basically, after her confession, she's like, yep, I'm here being a witch and whatnot and serving the devil. I signed the devil's book. And just she just goes, does all this extra shit. And I'm just like, for what? She hexed the girl, she said, and a black dog told her to hurt the children. If that didn't happen, like, what the fuck? And if it did, what the fuck?
Exactly. Exactly. Mean, what the fuck?
I don't understand. But along with this, like, fucking bizarre confession, she, like I said, offered other townspeople.
What are you gonna do? Like, they have to believe her.
I mean, yeah, because they believe in everything that kind of goes with that. So
this is crazy.
Nuts, right?
Yeah.
So she blamed other townspeople, and she spoke of them basically being in covens or bewitched. Mm-hmm. And from here, it was like a domino effect of accusations. Just like, you know, those that were accused from Tituba either confessed or didn't confess or whatever. But those that confessed... offered up others.
Okay.
You know, and it was just like a domino effect. Yeah. So those that confessed, or those that were accused, confessed, offered others, accused, confessed, offered others. Just this, like, fucking nuts, right?
Mm-hmm. So what happened to the girls?
Oh, the girls. You know what? I don't really know. I'm assuming they got fine after a while.
Yeah.
Didn't really dig that far deep into it.
Okay, scratch that then.
You know what? If we do an episode on the witch trials, I'll figure that out, what happened to the girls, if it's out there or whatever.
Cool.
But, yeah. So, of course, some of those that were accused, after sitting in jail, they were executed. Bridget Bishop was the first to hang on June the 2nd of 1692 at what would soon be known as Gallow Hill in Salem Town. Trials and executions would continue, you know, throughout the year of 1692 and into the next until the new appointed Governor Phipps pardoned and released all of those imprisoned on witchcraft charges. But through that time, that year, 20 people were executed. Those accused of being a witch, 20 people were executed.
Wow.
Yeah. So that's the mass hysteria of the Salem witch trials.
And you said that the other ones in the other parts of the world, there were more.
Like the witch trials? More. Oh, a lot more people were executed in other parts. All right, well, enough about the witch trials. Let me tell you about another example of mass hysteria on our globe. So what some may consider, or really what many may consider, the scariest movie of all time, The Exorcist, it was released December 26th. I didn't know that. The day I knew it was released during the holidays. I had no idea it was the day after Christmas.
At least it didn't release on Christmas.
Yeah, I guess. But that was...
What year?
1973.
Okay.
And, I mean, just flocks and hordes of people came out to see this movie. They wrapped around the buildings for blocks.
Yeah.
You know? But, I mean, all those people, they didn't last through the whole movie.
It was too scary?
Too scary. So, many...
I have a movie that did that for me. It wasn't The Exorcist.
What was your movie?
The Strangers.
Really?
Yes.
That was a
fucking... creepy-ass music. I'm sorry.
Yeah, no, The Strangers was...
It was just, like, regular, like, normal... I mean, I don't know if I'm saying... Like, just, like, normal-ish music, you know?
Yeah.
But it was creepy.
It was creepy as fuck.
It was creepy.
Yeah, in this setting that they had.
Yes, with the masks.
Yes.
All that.
And then they were out in the middle of nowhere.
Yep.
Horrible situation.
And then they would, like, talk to you and stuff. Yeah, fuck that. It was almost too much for me.
You know what mine was?
I think I was, like, in 7th or 8th grade or something like that. I don't remember. But it was really freaky. Like, I almost had to, leave the movie theater. But I didn't. I stuck it out.
Go, Erin!
Did you have one?
Mine was Pet Sematary.
You made me watch that.
The first Pet Sematary. Oh. So the remake just came out like a year or two ago.
Yeah, you made me watch
it. Like that. Yeah. No, that shit was twisted and creepy too. It was pretty good for a remake. Yeah. It was good. But the first one I watched when I was probably in grade school. That was like my first movie that just threw me for a loop. The lights went out at some point, maybe not while the movie was going on, but soon after I watched it, and I was on my mom's heels. Yep. I mean, I grabbed the back of her shirt, and I was like, I'm going wherever the fuck you're going, Audrey. Like, wherever you go, I'm with you.
Right.
I was not letting her go. That was my movie, though. Well, many of the moviegoers had to leave during the movie because of the realisticness of it.
This was their movie that was too much.
Exactly. You
know? Yep.
Yeah, and the intensity of it. So, I mean, honestly, it was probably for the best because some of those that stayed began to experience, like, yeah, no, legit. They began to experience fucking physical symptoms. Like,
yeah.
Many of them vomited, like, upchucked, whatever fucking word you want to use for throwing up your life, puked. Yeah.
Hurled.
A lot of them did that. There's a lot of different scenes that did it for some people and not others.
I've probably seen it. I want to say I've seen it.
What?
I'm probably going to get shit for this. But, like...
You haven't seen The Exorcist?
I probably have. There's so many, like, remakes of The Exorcist, you know what I mean?
Oh, my God.
Like, The Exorcism of Emily Rose, that's a movie
I've never seen. That's not a remake, that's a totally other movie. Which is also fucking legit and awesome.
They all kind of have the same.
You know what? Right? Like, I'm gonna have to do a review on one of those, or both.
Yeah.
That'd be dope.
I know I've seen The Exorcist, but it wouldn't hurt to have a refresher. It's always good to get a refresher on, like, some of the older stuff, you know?
Maybe we should watch The Exorcist and that could be the first review episode.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Maybe we can watch, like, The Exorcist and then, like, some of the remakes or whatever. Like,
I know love that you, like, call them remakes.
Well, in my head, that's what they are. You know what I mean?
Like, yeah, like, no, I get
the
it.
The sequel, the number two, like, the after. The
yeah, but it's not that. The Exorcism of Emily Rose is completely different than Reagan being fucking...
I just feel like you have the first one, and that's, like, the best one. And then after that, like, there can be some good ones, but mm-hmm. it'll never be, like, it'll never top, like, the first, the original. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I smell you. I smell
Except
you.
Toy Story. That shit's good every time.
Every time. Fucking, that's I don't know if it was three or four. I think it was four. Four had me, I went to the theaters. One. It had me crying. Yeah. It had me crying. I'm not crying.
You?
Okay.
You?
I stretched it. I didn't cry, but I was just like pulling at my heartstrings, you know? Normal people probably cried. Yeah. You know, when they were sliding down. Okay, we're so off topic.
Okay, let's go back.
This is a podcast about things dark and interesting, and we're talking about Toy Story.
And crying.
And crying. Cancer shit.
go on.
All right, well, along with vomiting, the other symptom that many of the goers experienced was fucking flat-out fainting in the theaters. Yes, bitch. They fell out.
You got too spooked.
Yes. So that's the mass hysteria of their Exorcist was just fucking crowds of people fainting across the nation.
Too scary for him.
A little bit, yeah. Another little mini example I just want to throw in here is a laughter epidemic that was...
I just want to laugh. I'm sorry. It's just like when
Y'all
I think about...
Y'all
should have
seen her face. Well, it was...
It's just when I think about or hear or see whatever other people laugh, it makes me laugh. And then you said that, and then it just made me laugh.
Yeah, well, this vibes. Definitely... You definitely would have been one of the afflicted.
Probably.
In this one, because... So, in I want to say this right. Tanzania? Tanzania? I have no idea where that is.
Me either.
So... About two or three young girls, who attend an all-girls school, they began just kind of laughing uncontrollably, and
giggling, like schoolgirls.
Yeah, giggling little schoolgirls, yes. And they were disciplined by the teachers. You know, like go to the corner or whatever the fuck discipline they do in Tanzania, and you know, it just it did nothing. It did nothing, and
it
soon
stop.
No, it didn't stop. It fucking spread.
It's contagious.
Literally, like, laughter is contagious.
That's a saying.
That is a saying. Yeah, that's
it's
why
true,
I said
obviously.
It.
It's true, obviously. Yeah.
Well, it spread to more than fucking 90 students. So just imagine an all-girls school
just
of
laughing.
90 fucking giggling little girls. Like, I would blow my brains out.
Yeah.
I don't
that's
know.
That's a bit
that's
much.
A bit much.
For a little bit, cool. Okay, but...
Y'all need to chill out.
Yeah.
So, allegedly, these little laughter fits lasted anywhere from a few hours to over 2 weeks. 15
a few
days,
hours?
To 15 days.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. Days. Weeks. Yep.
Did they sleep?
You know what?
That's my first thought.
You have so many good questions that I don't find in my research.
I'm so sorry.
It's okay. No, because
that's just,
I
like,
want
to
know
my brain
too
goes
now.
To. Like, they had to have had time to sleep. So, do they just, like, wake up
wake
and start
up laughing?
Again?
Yeah. Do they giggle in
do
their
they
sleep?
Do they take breaks?
I know I cuss, like, people out in my sleep. Shelly's told me that.
I can get pretty mean, too. If I'm already asleep and you try to mess with me or talk to me or get me to move, like, I'm probably going to say something mean.
Yeah, Shelly was like, she woke me up one time. Well, she didn't wake me up, but she told me one time. I said to someone in my sleep, she was like, I was like, that's why you a little bitch, little bitch. I'm like, whoa. I can only imagine
that's
who
that's my
I'm.
Favorite thing to call someone. Is a
little bitch.
Yeah. You throw the little in front of it, it makes
it's
it
so
sound
disrespectful.
Much, yep.
No causes could be found, you know, to what could be causing this laughter. You know, they looked around, officials looked around, and they were like, we don't see shit funny. And
nothing's funny here.
Nothing's funny here. But it eventually caused the closing of 14 different schools after spreading to nearby villages. Yeah, bro.
That's weird.
Yeah. Fucking nuts.
I guess it was like laughing instead of like screaming or something weird. like off worse.
I don't know. Like, I have no input on this. I have no idea.
That would work your eye muscles.
I bet they were fucking packed after this. There we go. Yeah.
We're trying to find the positive. The positive. It.
Silver linings. Well, an estimated 1,000 people were afflicted, you know, due to this. Accompanied by the laughter fits, they also had, like, little crying fits.
I get those.
Yeah, you know when you laugh so hard you cry and shit? Like that, yeah. Also, aimless running, like, just restless running around, and just, like, the occasional drop of violence. A little bit of violence sprinkle in there, you know?
Yeah, that's not good. All from laughing?
All from laughing.
Laughing can lead to violence?
I don't know if it caused these other things, or if these things were just, you know, tagging along with the laughter.
Yeah,
like, ha ha ha, let me punch you in the face. I don't know. I'm not sure. But all in all, the whole laughter epidemic lasted about a year. A fucking year. Yeah.
That's crazy.
Nuts, right?
And this is in
Tanzania.
Okay.
And it all ended just as abruptly as it began. Yeah.
With no explanation.
No explanation whatsoever. None whatsoever. The next incident of mass hysteria I want to cover with you guys, it took place at the Hollinwell Showground in Nottinghamshire, England, called the Hollinwell Incident. In July of 1980, hundreds of kids took to the field together for a marching competition. Marching, like a marching band, you know?
I was in marching band.
Yeah, like, you know, the Nick Cannon movie and shit.
That's Drumline.
You know, that's a marching band, though, you know?
Was it the whole band?
Yeah, it wasn't just the drummers.
Well, I know I've seen the movie. Great movie. Well, my high school band.
You know how they competed and stuff?
Yeah, but my high school had, like,
it was the littlest part.
Like, the Drumline, like, did its own thing, too. So I didn't know if that was, like, its own thing. In the movie. It's been a long time since I've seen it.
Yeah, it's been a while. But no, like, it was a whole...
the sandwich with the pickle. Or the burger with the pickle or something. You know what I'm talking about?
No. It's been a long time since I've seen it, too. So, okay, I definitely don't remember whatever that is.
Never mind.
Well, the first part, at least, of the show, it included the marching bands with the children. About an hour and a half into the show... this was, like, in the morning time, too. Band members began to collapse on the field. Complaints from the victims of the collapsing and whatnot included dizziness, nausea, headaches, soreness, and pain.
How long had they been marching?
No, not long. Not long. It wasn't like they were out there for a long time.
It was just something that happened, like, when they
were on the field performing. They just all started collapsing. First one, then two, then three, and a bunch of others followed. So they were taken to nearby hospitals to be treated, hundreds of them, and a few were kept overnight. About nine of them were kept overnight in hospitals for observation and whatnot. A lot of possible causes were investigated, of course, to no avail. There were water supplies that were checked and everything.
So they weren't dehydrated?
They weren't dehydrated, no.
That's so weird.
The water samples were tested. They all came back negative. They searched for gas leaks. Nothing came up. Talks of radio waves and even possible UFOs were spoken of to possibly be the cause. But ultimately, the officials chalked it up to mass hysteria. That's what it was officially crowned as. But later, they were gonna find that the chemicals that had been sprayed on the field, they were gonna be banned by the government. Yep.
Okay.
Having been found to inflict moderately harmful side effects.
But I'm debating on whether I want to say this or not.
This chemical, it was called, excuse me if I pronounce this wrong, which I usually do, tritomorph, something like that.
When you say that, I think of, like, K2, you know?
Oh, yeah, how it had people tweaking and shit?
Yeah.
Yeah.
The chemicals, so if they were you said they were marching, like, in a field?
Mm-hmm.
Is it, like, K2 type stuff?
I mean, I'm sure it was, like, a like football like, field or something. Oh, you know, not, like,
well,
a...
Well, when was this? What year? I'm sorry.
This took place in 1938.
Okay, so that's a long time.
No. I lied. 1980.
Oh, okay, I was going to say, do they have football?
Yeah, no. This took place in 1980.
Okay, yeah. So they definitely have football fields.
Yeah, definitely. Okay. Well, there's an even fucking wilder one. Like, this is the... Yeah. So, okay. In 1938, Yorkshire, England, this little town called Halifax, there's something that was known as the Halifax Slasher.
Okay. I've heard of it.
Okay. Okay. And, so, two women came forward and said they had been attacked by a man... with a knife or a mallet, wearing, quote, bright buckles on his shoes. Another woman eventually came forward and kind of had the same type of story, same type of claims, and she told the police this. And at this point, it caused or charged a vigilantism group to go out into the streets, and they just basically wanted to avenge their victims. There were a number of men that were wrongly identified and beaten up due to this. But the fears just heightened around the town and even caused businesses to shut down. Soon, the cops got suspicious of some of the wounds on the victims. They seemed to be self-inflicted.
Oh.
Yes. Yes. And it didn't take very long for many of the victims... to admit that they had, in fact, stabbed or wounded themselves.
Ugh.
Yes, girl. So that just fucking...
And there are no explanations for these.
No. No, no explanation whatsoever. There's an explanation, all right. It's called mass hysteria.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Have you ever seen the movie... Chernobyl? No, that's the zombie one. Cloverfield?
I feel like I have a while ago. But not recently.
Is that considered mass hysteria?
I don't fucking know. I don't remember it at all. Nope. I'll have to, like, freshen up on that one. But it's on streaming services.
Just get back to me. Yeah.
Yeah. No, I'll let you know.
That movie's kind of...
But, you know, so before I told you about all this, you were kind of really excited to hear about mass hysteria.
Yeah. It's cool.
What did you
think? I mean, it's interesting.
It's
really interesting.
Just like a group of people randomly.
I take back what I said about the cult thing. I understand it better now.
Okay, okay.
I mean, I feel like they kind of are, I want to say correlate a little bit.
Yeah.
But they also are a little different.
I agree.
There's no, like, explanation for mass hysteria is where cults have, like, cult leaders.
Yeah, and the most, so you know how most serial killers are, like, white males,
yeah.
Middle-aged, blah, blah, blah. Mm-hmm. So, like, mass hysteria is more commonly taken to groups of younger people, mostly, or groups of, yeah, younger people, mostly women, so young girls in school-like settings.
Or kind impressionable,
of
huh?
Impressionable, yeah, mm-hmm. I guess.
Yeah.
I guess that's what they're trying to say, I don't know.
Yeah.
But yeah.
Well,
there you guys have mass hysteria. If I fucked anything up, you guys know you're more than welcome to let me know. Write us at
darkinterestpodcast@gmail.com.
And then we've got this Facebook that's kind of popping.
We got
just
500 likes.
Yes, buddy. We just hit 500 likes or whatever. Dark Interest Podcast. Look us up. Like us.
Talk to us.
Yeah, talk to us. Leave us a message or whatever on our wall. We'll appreciate it.
Yeah.
Yeah. We have this Instagram, too. I believe the name is at...
Dark Interest Podcast.
Yep, simply that.
Yep.
And you guys can follow us there. Aaron follows everybody back.
I do.
So follow us. We'll follow you back. We'd love to see you. And don't forget, guys, you have got to subscribe
and leave, and a review. Leave us really a helps. Review.
Yeah, we it help us, and we'd really appreciate that as well. Like, for real, for real.
No cap.
Oh, God.
Again.
All right, bye, guys.
Bye.